And I'm also actually recording this week for our podcast, the Ideal Collaborative main podcast, the Optimizing Human Health. We're going to share this one, even though generally I like to keep this private in our community group. But for this particular one, I just wanted to put it out on the podcast. So, maybe some people who aren't in our community like to see what's going on in our community group. I'm not going to jump in quite yet, so I'm just kind of going to ramble a little bit right now. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done one of these. We had Thanksgiving, we had all kinds of other stuff in between. I think Coach Jake did one on the Valhalla page, which was cool. But yeah, my intention is to do one of these every single week. Still waiting on a few more people to get going. Wait about another minute, and then I'll jump right in. Was snowing this morning, but it seems to have let up. That's why I'm wearing this hat. I was cold. And it messed up my wealth of hair, as you can see. Still got it pretty good in the front. Guess I'll leave it off. It's slowly creeping from the back, though. It's like a cancer. It's like a blank space. It's just like eating my head. And there's nothing I can be done about it. But I suppose it's timely. We're gonna have kids by March, so I'll look more like a dad. And I assume I'll lose the rest of my hair in the first year of dadding. All right, I am going to start here because everybody can watch the recorded version of this. So, first of all, updates. Yesterday, I put out a video about the muscle up. And the importance of the strict muscle up from my house and our new house. And we moved, which has been crazy hectic the past few weeks, which I'll kind of talk a little bit more about later. I want to talk about it in the context of my own training, because some of you still care. But anyway, it's been a little crazy, so I'm back on. I want to do these every week. Still try to do them during the weeks of Christmas and New Year's because I think it's a cool thing for you guys. It's a little bit like value added, and I get to stay connected even though I'm not coaching the WADs anymore. I get to answer your questions just like we are in a WAD potentially. So we'll start with announcements. First of all, the holiday party is in 2 days, so hopefully you got your white elephant gift ready. It got capped at $20, so make sure you pay attention to that. It can be dirty. It has been in the past. Chrissy had a dildo at her house for a year or so before she moved. She was going to re-gift it the following year. It's okay to bring those kind of gifts. There's always poop related gifts. It's just funny. So enjoy. Be sure to let loose. This was a question, but I had it in the announcements anyway. When will the 12 days of CrossFit WOD be? It will be Friday the 21st. Normal schedule. So that's the Friday before Christmas. And that leads to more questions, which is what is the schedule like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? It is a modified schedule on Christmas Eve. We found in the past that even though the modified schedule is well attended, it's not a good representation of the full attendance. So that is why the 12 days of CrossFit WOD will be on the 21st. If you guys don't know what that is, it is if you sing the song, the 12 Days of Christmas, the movements in the workout work exactly the same way. So say it's one muscle up, two squat cleans, three ball slams. It's something different all the way up. So you do a muscle up, two squat cleans, one muscle up. Then you do, you start at three again. I said three ball slams, two squat cleans, a muscle up. And then you keep going and going and going until you get down from 12. In the past, we've done a 12-ounce beer. It's been optional the past 3 years. You do not have to drink a 12-ounce beer at the 12. Okay, close Christmas Day. Same type of deal on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I know that if I scheduled CrossFit in the evening on New Year's Eve, nobody would come because you're already drunk. So modified schedule New Year's Eve, totally closed New Year's Day. Okay, more announcements. We are starting the construction project in the upstairs loft of the gym. What we're doing is we're creating half walls for the health practitioners in the loft where me and Jake and Josh work. So they have their own individual spaces. They asked for that instead of full-on walls. So that's actually starting this weekend. So you'll kind of see we're moving some crap from this side to the other side with the reverse hyper. So it may get a little bit weird if you're trying to do reverse hypers or do belt squats or something upstairs, and you have me or Coach Jake or Josh working at the computer. But it will be temporary, and it'll be done this month. So folks like Tyler and our new Cairo, they'll be moving in January, which is cool. And that said, we're still looking for some other health practitioners. I don't know if you guys noticed yet or met her, but Jeanette moved into the office downstairs next to Roseanne. She's a massage therapist, and she does some pretty great work. And she left out some cards for a discount for this month, so I suggest you take advantage of that. Massage is one of the things that I have found that really helps me. I've tried a lot of the different recovery techniques, and I have mixed reviews about them. And those of you guys that have talked to me in the past know that I don't believe that one thing works for all people. You know, some people swear by acupuncture. It doesn't, it's that one's not for me. Some people swear by cupping. I've never tried cupping, so I can't speak on that one. I've had some really good result with dry needling from Tyler and massage. For me, however, if I sleep and eat well, I tend to recover very, very well, just like most people do. But these recovery techniques can really, really help you. You just got to find sort of what works for you. So, yeah, if you guys know any health professionals, we already have nutritionists. We already have a hydrostatic body fat test. We already have massage. We already have physical therapy and Cairo, but we're looking to expand other than that. We actually also have developed a relationship with a sports psychologist to help you with that kind of stuff. She will be doing a seminar in January about just general sports psychology that will help. I've actually worked with her one-on-one and had some really great results just to see how the technique sort of works. And I recommend that everybody does that because that is a really, really big deal. But if you wait for her clinic or seminar in January, maybe that's all you need. Or if you want to do some work on yourself, maybe you follow up with that. Another little heads up before I move on to questions is we are going to do what a lot of small businesses are doing in 2019. We're going to move to ACH transactions, which just means that instead of using credit cards, we're going to link to a voided check in your bank account. And it takes a little bit longer to come out of your account that way, but it's going to help us with fees. You know, we're a small business and we're paying about $700 a month in credit card fees. I'd much rather use that for something else. So just a heads up, you'll hear from me and Amy about how the process is actually going to work. But just so you know that it's coming in 19. Okay. Without further ado, I'm going to move on to some email questions here. We will start with she does not want to be anonymous on this because she didn't say so. This is from Barb from the morning class. And she says, this is not a question, but a comment. Patrick was excellent this morning with teaching us the correct form for snatches. Our class of five received some great attention from him. Good job. Well, that's great to hear, Barb, and hopefully the class before you felt exactly the same way. I'm just happy that we got to do a focused strength session on this Thursday. It was really cool, and I'm glad that Patrick is kicking ass as a coach. All right, let's see. Next one. This one's a bit of a deeper dive. He does not say anything about anonymous. Okay, CP asks, would the gym consider adding Beyond the Whiteboard as a benefit? I found Beyond the Whiteboard as an easy way to log workouts, track my maxes, and search history like former hero WOD times. Would the gym be willing to look into it? CP, I used to update the Beyond the Whiteboard for the last gym that I worked at, and I did not find the software to be very user-friendly. Now, I haven't looked at it in over 5 years, but I am happy to look into it and consider it. The sort of Zen Planner does offer a feature for WOD tracking. I realize that it is not very good. My preference is, I've tried a lot of these things. My preference is the old school journal. And, you know, I have a stack of them now, and that is my favorite. As far as these things, the one that I actually have been considering using, it's not Beyond the Whiteboard because, like I said, I haven't looked at that one in years. But I really like what SugarWOD does. So I will do, in the next month or so, I'll do a side-by-side comparison of that, and I will look into it for you, yes. But like I said, if it's clunky like it used to be, I'm not very interested in Beyond the Whiteboard. And if I didn't explain what this was, guys, it's essentially just an online tracking app for people to track their workout scores and maxes, etc. Okay. He has another question here. The squat program we've doing seems to have some underlying approach to it, but I can't pick up the pattern. What is it? So we're not doing a squat program. We're doing a strength program. And so a squat program to me might be like a hatch squat routine or a Russian squat routine or a Smolov or something with that sort of name to it. Okay. The strength program that we're doing involves more than just the squat, and it's not exclusive to the squat. If you want to put a name on it, you can call it the Shaco-Bender Strength Program. And the reason I say that is because it was highly influenced by Boris Shaco, one of the best powerlifting coaches in the entire world, in a discussion that I had with him in Russia over tea about his program and how I could apply some of his principles to CrossFitters. It's also blended with some basic strength and conditioning stuff that I've learned over the years. But the key to it with our strength right now is that it's not a full-on strength program because it has to be blended with the general requirements of CrossFit. And we're actually biasing gymnastics quite a bit more than we are general strength. That said, I believe in some semblance of general strength for all humans, really above a lot of other things, because it is the one thing that has been found to be the healthiest in the recent research. So resistance training has been recommended by every organization possible. And now, finally, because of the research, more and more doctors are getting on board, and instead of saying, don't lift 20 pounds for 6 weeks, they're saying, hey, find a coach and do a resistance training program. So you guys may have seen some of the data that shows muscle loss in folks over 50 years of age. We have proven that you can actually gain muscle mass in people over 50, and we've done so with the hydrostatic body fat test. It's the studies were done on people who were sedentary, not active. And I know I'm ranting on this, CP, but the point is we will always have a strength program in some way, shape, or form.
The goal of the program right now is to get our strength back up to snuff so that when we sort of find it timely to drop the gymnastics bias, we can ramp up that time and apply it more to strength training. But yes, we're getting in a squat at least once or twice a week, and a deadlift at least hopefully once a week. It's not always. This week it was a snatch grip deadlift. If you try to pick up on the pattern, you're not going to find it because I've purposely hidden it. And there are weird weeks that I have to change around just because of stuff happening. For example, I'm purposely not putting the skill day on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday due to attendance. So instead of a regular rotation, I have to manipulate it and move it around. What you'll find with the squat that you're kind of seeing in the pattern is it's either working to a heavy but doable weight or climbing up to a max for the day. It's a lot different than using a percentage-based program, but it's just as effective. I actually like both at different times of the year. Next question. Well, I already gave you away, so sorry I didn't read if you wanted it to be anonymous yet. Regarding the level method scaling included with the workouts, should the athlete scale based on their overall color level on the movement domain-specific color levels related to the programmed WOD? Overall level or movement? Okay, so Aaron, I've been listing on the programming at the top before we do a given WOD or segment. I list the domain-specific color levels that apply to that thing. So actually, if I pull up my program from this week, well, I have next week on there. So I'm going to break it to you guys. We are doing Karen on Monday, okay? Now, it says Karen for time, 150 wall ball shots, 20 pounds for guys, 14 for girls, 10-foot target for guys, 9-foot target for girls, 12-minute cap. Underneath that, with the scaling options, I write upper and lower body endurance. Orange is going to use 14-pound ball for guys, 10 for girls to the same targets. Yellow, we're scaling the number of reps and the ball. So what I've done is I've listed the given category associated with that workout, and you're going to scale according to that. On certain workouts, however, I have used overall level. So just pay attention to that heading at the top. On Thursday, it's both upper body pull and neurological and core endurance and rowing, which is interesting. And I'm not going to reveal Thursday's workout yet, but Thursday does not have rowing in it. So why did I put rowing as the category? Well, because it's a 20-minute test. So it's more the energy system that I'm looking at with that rowing category there. So it also has a 20-minute time cap. So if your rowing level is pretty low in comparison to your upper body pull and neurological and core endurance level, then you still need to scale this workout to get the proper stimulus. So just pay attention to that heading of the levels before we're listing the, you know, the guidelines for scaling. But yes, sometimes certain workouts will have overall level. So I think that was a great question. Next we have when is the next ascent order? Guys, as soon as we have enough people that want ascent, we're happy to make the order. We do have to make minimums. Myself included and our nutrition coaches, they suggest eating real food, which kind of replaces supplements. Supplementation is to supplement an already good diet. So yes, if I would just wanted to make money, I would say something else and sell you some kind of supplement. But what I want you to do is eat real food. And then if your activity level supports supplementation, then we can talk about that. Chad says, need help with build out. Chad, it's pretty simple. I'll ask. Mike and Brett are taking lead on this one. We're just doing half walls, super simple framing, and then drywall on top. So I'll ask them if they want a little bit of help. And if so, I'll let you know. Okay, Carrie, don't forget to ask my kiddo question I sent to your Facebook. Let me see, Carrie. When did you say? Private message. Don't see it. Where'd you put this question, Carrie? Carrie, I'm sorry, I don't see your question on my Facebook anywhere. If you could resend it or just post it below, that would be awesome. Don't answer this on here. Ideal CrossFit website. I'm lost, Carrie. Yeah, send it and I'll answer it. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Other questions? This one will be anonymous. This may serve better as more of a one-on-one question, but I'm wondering if you might have some advice on anxiety and working out. It's a frustrating process, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anonymous. This actually does really affect a lot of people, and it can be as simple as I've had personal training clients that get anxiety to come in because they know that I'm going to push them pretty hard. And even though they feel better at the end of the day, they are worried about coming in just because they're fearing what is going to happen. I've had people literally pull up and sit in their car and then not come into the gym because they were so scared of that. Now, group training adds a whole nother element of anxiety because it's not just one-on-one, the comfort of being one-on-one, but you have the group. And if you're, you know, if you might be a little bit insecure about your movement or what you're doing, then you're afraid that people might be looking at you. Couple things here. First of all, our community, you know, I've been to a lot of CrossFit gyms. Our community is pretty welcoming to a lot of people. I've been to gyms where it's all about competition, and you get elbowed literally on the way to grab a wall ball because people are rushing to do everything. We've told you guys our program is not about competition. It's just about general health. That said, when it's intense, we want you to be intense about it. But the point is people respect you just for showing up. They don't care what your modification is. They don't care what the scaling is. They care that you don't shave your reps or your rounds. They care that you do the work, whatever your workout is, and you get respect and acceptance into the community. Even so, anxiety can still be an issue. And I mentioned it at the beginning about Barbie coming in to do our mental clinic. I would definitely do that, anonymous person, and I would definitely set up sessions with her. And I am happy to do one-on-ones with you personally to either address some little mental tricks for the anxiety, or even do some one-on-one training just to see if we can make you a little bit more confident to come in for those workouts. So I'm sorry you're feeling that way. I know everybody on this live stream right now was like, dude, come on in. We're all really welcoming, and you know, we don't care what you lift or what your, how your workout's going. If you can't do an air squat, it's okay. We're all trying. We'll do some modification. So it's all good. But like I said, yeah, let's talk a little bit offline and definitely do the mental clinic coming up in January. Okay. Let's see. Another anonymous one. My wrists are super sore and hurt during the false grip hangs we've been doing lately. Is there a scaled version of this, or do I just need to suffer through it? Guys, unfortunately, it's a new thing, and a lot of you probably remember when, or maybe you're still experiencing this. When you start doing the front rack position, you can feel it in your wrists a lot. It really, really hurts. And after you do it over and over and over again, your body kind of adapts, as you know, as long as you're doing it right, your body adapts and that pain kind of goes away. Unfortunately, with false grip hangs, we have to have that adaptation too. What we can do, if we want to scale it, if it really, really hurts and we can't even hold it for even a second, we can do essentially a false grip ring row hang where you are at an angle and you're using a false grip on the rings. And as you get more and more comfortable, just keep walking your feet underneath that until maybe your feet are even elevated, and then try it on the bar. But these false grip hangs are really, really hard, and they force you to develop a lot of strength through that wrist flexion. And whether or not you're ever going to try a muscle up, it's still really important to develop that strength. So actually, that's a really great segue into my next anonymous question. Brian, I never want to do a muscle up. I'm going to eliminate the next line because that will give away who this is. Essentially, the question is asking why the hell this person should do the training for the strict muscle up and all the stuff we did in the lever progressions if they don't care about those movements at all. Multiple reasons. Okay. I'm pretty sure almost the same question has been asked about the Olympic lifts. Okay. Why should I snatch and clean and jerk if I never want to go to the Olympics? Well, the snatch and the clean and jerk happen to be the best way to train fast twitch muscle fiber type. And fast twitch muscle, having more fast twitch muscle fiber types could save you from some sort of accident because you can react faster, like slipping on ice, for example. Training the muscle up is not going to have you improve at reaction time. It's not going to get you to avoid slipping on ice. But it can improve your proprioceptive qualities so that you have better body awareness. The other cool thing that ring training has that no other type of training has is the ability to increase your tendon strength and tendon health, specifically in the end ranges of the positions. So what I mean by that, like yesterday, the end range of the dip is the lockout. And the coaches have been asking you to turn out in the lockout. If you lock out your elbows and turn out your wrists slightly, you can increase your tendon health. And it has direct application to everything else you do when you extend your arms. So better tendon health, stronger tendons lead to stronger joints. And everybody wants stronger joints, right? It's part of functional fitness. It's just an added benefit that you get to kind of be on the rings and have some fun. Being upside down is really good for your brain. It stimulates parts of your brain that you're not used to using every day. It's exceedingly beneficial for kids to get them upside down. It actually helps them learn. And adults, sort of the same thing. Less on the learning side, more on the just staying present side. So there are a shit ton of benefits for you to do gymnastic strength training that are outside of the realm of competitive gymnastics. And I'm pretty sure none of us really wants to go into competitive gymnastics anyway, but it's a cool way to train, and it's, you know, it's a cheap and easy way to increase our level method scores, frankly. So, okay. Carrie, I want to sign up one of my kiddos for CrossFit starting. Okay, Carrie, I need to sit down with you and that kiddo, and I do this with every single person that wants to sign up. We got to discuss goals and make sure we get signed up for the right program. So offline, let's set up a no sweat intro, or you can find it on, if you go to idealcollaborative.com and you go mouse over the members tab, there's an appointments link. Set up a no sweat intro on that link. I have a little bit of time tomorrow night that won't show up on there if you want that, or Saturday morning as well. But contact me directly if none of those times work for you. All right. Another anonymous question, also dealing with sort of gymnastics movements. What's the deal with not crossing your legs during movements like the Russian twist, pull-ups? I'll add the push-up into this too. We want body control, and we want our adductors to actually fire during movements like this. So for the pull-up, we want to hold the hollow body position as much as possible. We don't want any knee bend. We want to hold those legs together. Why? Because it eliminates power loss. Every time there's a break in the system or a hole in the system, it is power loss. You can hear the gymnast talk about this till the cows come home, or I guess according to the vegan thing, I'm not supposed to say that anymore. Sorry if anybody was offended by that. Anyway, till the cows eat grass. All right, I'm not trying anymore. Okay, but it's kind of the same thing. We want to eliminate breaks in the system. Now, you might think that crossing your legs would help eliminate the break in the system, but it's actually less control because you don't have to use the right muscles to hold that together. So Russian twist is exactly the same thing. You need that strength to hold your legs together without crossing at the ankles. It just contributes to your overall body control and the ability to get stronger. So don't cross your legs, just keep them together. The push-up too. And the push-up, we get into imbalance training and all that kind of good stuff. You could argue that with the Russian twist and the pull-up, but it's more about the body control. Also, we're not a 24-hour fitness, and we don't want to be like that. So, okay, that's an aside. What else? I covered all the questions from my email. Okay, I'm going to check the Facebook thread one more time. Okay, this is a funny question, actually, and I don't really know the answer. Liquid Mechanics does not serve whiskey. Can I bring whiskey to the holiday party? I'll keep this anonymous. It's a good question. I don't actually know the answer. I don't know that they would be very happy with you bringing external alcohol in. I'm guessing that since it's like a beer-related place, maybe their liquor license is only – this is speculation. Maybe their liquor license is only for beer and wine. I have no idea. I would say if you bring it, just kind of keep it on the DL. But I don't care. If you want to drink whiskey, that's fine. What else, guys? I don't see any other questions. If I'm missing them, just write in the chat right below here where I can find it. And I will go find it. So I apologize if I missed one of your questions. It can be about anything. Oh, we got. Amy's answered this question. No external alcohol. Okay, guys. So you saw it. That was not for me. Amy says no external alcohol. So don't bring it. Okay. Stacy also says the same thing. Okay, guys, don't bring booze to Liquid Mechanics. Just buy their beer. Why is the... Okay, now we're getting good, Nicole. Why is there no flat Mars society, but a flat Earth society? Man, I love that question. And I wish I had a witty response. I think we could probably find out. Here, I'm going to find this guy who would know the answer. And I'm going to post a picture of him in here. And then you can go from there.
Are you posting Giorgio?
Yeah. Josh asked if I'm posting Giorgio. And I am posting Giorgio. And if anybody wants to be Giorgio for Halloween next year,
I will get what you are. Hopefully this post works. Let's see if I can throw it in here. All right. Oh, it's not letting me attach this picture in here. I'll have to put it up somewhere else. I did not see the... I do appreciate that you did... I did say ask me anything, Nicole. I'll look into it for you. How about that? The picture I was going to post is of Giorgio Tsoukalos, who he's on the Ancient Aliens show on the History Channel. He's a character, but he would know the answer. Stacy asked, are you selling the new house? Yes, we are. We got our kitchen unpacked, and that was the biggest thing, because during this whole move, we were supposed to close on the house a week before. So we had like our whole life packed into boxes, and then they delayed the closing by a week. So we're basically eating out the whole time. So I just feel disgusting. But we got our kitchen unpacked, and since Sunday, I have not had one meal that was not made at our house. So that's awesome. Feeling good there again. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about too. My whole training regimen was completely destroyed by this move. And I know you guys have this happen from time to time too. And I was, you know, we're doing a bunch of projects. I'm putting up a fan. I'm like helping Katie hang pictures. And long story short, I sliced my thumb open on Sunday. And it was just like salt in the wound, because all I've been wanting to do is snatch, clean and jerk, squat, CrossFit. And I've been like barely able to do minimums here of like push-ups, sit-ups and air squats, right? So I sliced my thumb open. Come in Monday, I'm like, no, not letting that stop me. Try to snatch, couldn't snatch. Luckily, the workout of the day, the back squats, I modified to a safety bar squat because I didn't have to grab it. And then I did, I was able to do the workout of the day with a Russian kettlebell swing instead of American. So that felt good to get back to CrossFit. And then yesterday's workout, I was trying to do the muscle-ups, and I was like trying not to use my thumb. So I was trying to do kipping muscle-ups with a false grip, essentially, and it just didn't work out. It kept slipping out, and I got like two or three in. I just went to the next scale down and did the jumping dips, which actually was a really hard workout, so I'm glad I did that. But yes, Stacy, that was a long-winded answer to we're settling in. And I got to complete my home office, and then we'll focus on the baby's room. But I think Katie ordered cribs today, so we got that going on. So, oh, yeah, and we announced the baby wad, too. So what that is, if you guys were here when Chrissy was pregnant, we had everybody who was not pregnant strap medicine balls to the front of them, and we did a workout. And it was a lot of fun, and we got some really funny pictures from it. We're going to do the same thing on that January 12th. It's a Saturday, so we're going to strap med balls to us, and we're going to do a workout. And, you know, I know everybody that's been pregnant, we can't possibly feel like you've been feeling, but it's a funny way to, you know, express our, you know, we appreciate what you do. So thank you for doing it. Moms. And Katie just joined randomly when I was talking about that. But we're going to strap medicine balls to us. And then after that, we're going to have the gym version of the baby shower. And the reason we ended up doing it that way is because we started looking at everybody that was going to come to the baby shower, and between our family and friends and then everybody at the gym, we just didn't have room. So we're going to separate our gym fam from our other fam, which kind of sucks because our gym fam is our fam, but it's cool because we get to have two different showers. So we're going to do the workout and then just have a little bit of a party with some food and stuff. And yeah. And Katie's due date is March 13th, but since it's twins, we expect them to come earlier. So, all right. Any other questions? Going once, going twice, three times. I will see you all next week if I don't see you sooner. Signing off. All right. Oh, still recording on this.